I thought I was ready to be back. I thought I was stronger than this, but obviously I'm not. I want to go home.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
It's a montage of me and my friends getting together for the Lord and doing multiple reps.
Smashing bricks with our heads, our hands.
With our hands, with our heads, with our penises. And then we kick people in the gut. And that's how we show our love for the Lord. Hi-yah! Broken rib 1 and 2. Hi-yah!
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Hi, yeah, Cats and Kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and amazing co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe.
Whee!
Woo! You get a universe, and you get a universe, and you get a universe. Man, I wish more people were like tuned into the podcast universe, but I think we're lucky just to have the few listeners we have.
Yes.
Because there's some
drizama
going on in the podcast
what?
Universe. Drizama.
What do you mean?
Nah,
tell
people
me more.
Not being paid and other people being lied to. Here's the problem. Podcasting has been kind of a niche industry for a long time. During the pandemic, it became not a niche industry, and billions of dollars of advertising basically poured in over the last 5 or 6 years. As well as many, many, many new podcasts.
Yes.
And all of them looking, most of them looking to get in on the gold rush, like us, on the gold rush. We seem to be
we've got a
gold.
We've got a fleck.
Yeah. We're like those.
You know, like when you go to the panhandle in Georgia.
That's right. You go up to the North Georgia. You pay $25 to grab a pan and have some guy with a long beard. Like, you know, that guy from Mountain Monsters.
Yes.
Huck. Yeah.
Huck,
yeah, you have Huck
is
and
up there.
Tuck and Fuck and all those guys. They're up there and like, here, take a pan, grab some mud, shake it around for 3.5 hours. And there, don't you see? It's a flake of gold. Now you can go right there and sell that flake of gold. Or you put it in a nice little bottle of oil or water or whatever it is. That costs an extra $25.
Like rose water?
Yeah, like what do they call that?
Mountain water?
Yeah, no. The
Crick water?
Crick water. Down at the crick. You can go down to the creek, get yourself some water. That glass vial's $25. You can either put crystal meth in it or your brand new flake of fool's gold. Well, that's fool's gold, son. I'm sorry. That's not the real stuff.
Fool's gold. I forgot about fool's
gold. The entire line of people all have fool's gold. Well, we didn't get today, but that's the life of a gold miner. Because if you really had gold there, you wouldn't be selling pans for $25. I figured that out day one.
Yes, day one.
But yes. Hey, it's a rite of passage, and everybody probably has done it.
I mean, it's a fun little activity to do with kids.
Yeah. You go and you find a little. Yeah, it's a total ripoff. Because then you go in and try and sell the gold, and they're like, "Well, it's 7 cents worth of gold." And you're like, "I thought gold is at $70."
I'll parlay it.
Yeah, I'd like to double down.
Keep going.
Can I keep going? I'll tell you what, instead of $70, let me get 3 extra pans.
Let it ride.
I'll let it ride. I'm going to be out there with 3 pans shaking all night long.
You can also buy boiled peanuts.
Yeah. Boiled peanuts. A Cracker Barrel bumper sticker. Or another pan of gold. What do you want, son? It's like then you go to like the Chuck E. Cheese checkout center where they have dollar toys all made in China and you can get one of those. Or, son, you can get a Pikachu stuffed animal. I don't want the Pikachu. I want more gold. That's what I want. My great-great-great-great-grandfather found a vein of gold 70 feet wide.
That's so true.
And I successfully wasted all of my inheritance on this here shack.
Operation.
With a running stream of water right through it. From the hose.
If you're from the South, you know these places.
You know these places. You've been to these places. And listen, I don't hate the player. I just don't like the game. I'm not interested.
Shake.
I don't want to work for my money. I'm buying my gold from Ed McMahon. Does he sell gold too? What's going on there?
Probably.
So, you know, Chrissy and I just got back from the extended vacation. I went to Spain. That's where I went. Astor has family there, and we went to go see that family because I've had 6 children since the last time.
Right.
I was
Everybody's
in Spain. Everybody's dying to get it. And we got the kids baptized over there.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah. If you listen to the commercial break, you know how much I believe in baptism. But, you know, it's important.
You make concessions.
I also don't mind it. My personal opinion is that The story of Jesus Christ, whether true or not true, is an amazing story of a very empathetic and compassionate man. The exact opposite of what the children, the father of these children, are getting baptized for. So, so I want someone to know, have good news in their life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it doesn't bother me one bit that they get baptized, because if, you know, everyone except the people who are baptized get slaughtered in some big Armageddon, well, at least they're safe.
Mm-hmm. And Dante won't get to
Dante
them.
Yeah, Dante won't get to them. Now you make me break out Dante, Chrissy. I'm like a monkey.
Hey, gotta go goopy, beep, boop, boop. Why is this old man pouring water on my head? He's got a boner. Did anybody notice? He's got a boner. No? No one noticed? I noticed. The old man's got a boner.
In this beautiful ceremony. But anyway, so we went to Spain, and for a number of reasons. But one of the things that I think I mentioned before that I just drove me fucking crazy was the 6 to 8 hours of meals that you had to have every
that.
Single day.
I personally like that.
You
I
do?
Mean, yeah.
No, I'm too fidgety for that.
I like to linger, talk, hang out,
when
drink.
I just linger.
You're not drinking is the problem. That's where.
No, you're right. I think you're partially right about this, is that I get very agitated because I'm not drunk. Had I been drunk, I could probably sit at the table forever. But it's just not. But that presents another problem. Getting drunk presents another issue, which
that's
is
why
I
you need
still
a nap.
Have the 12 children. A nap?
Well, that's why they take. See, they drink the wine.
Yeah, true.
And you do the long meal.
Yeah.
Then you're full and a little drunk. So you take a siesta and then get back up and continue the rest of the evening.
Here's the difference between the Spaniards and the Irish, Brian Greene, is that the Spaniards go and have one glass of wine with lunch. It gives
Italians
them
Italians do the same
yeah,
thing.
It just it, and they're now their bellies are full of whatever, you know, Iberico ham or you know, tortilla or whatever they're eating. And they then go and they take a little siesta. Mm-hmm. Brian would have 18 Bud Lights and be searching for the cocaine dealer on the street, arrested by the Spanish authorities. For buying cocaine from an undercover officer. That's the problem.
So
the
it's
difference
best
is,
you don't drink.
It's best that I don't drink. Mm-hmm. And then I have children, and they, you know, they all want something from me at all times. So I just
you have to be all responsible. Yeah.
Good luck getting 12 children having a nap at the same time. It just doesn't.
That's true.
Yeah, never happens. No. Those days are long gone. But so we went to this one of these two-hour meals. We went to one of these two-hour meals in this beautiful restaurant in Madrid. And when we leave the restaurant, there was a group of girls who was sitting downstairs. We were upstairs. They were sitting downstairs. In the entire time, you could hear every 5 minutes, you would hear this. What were they saying? I wrote it down here. Oh, Despierta, ole, 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 ole. Despierta, ole, ole. Which basically means, and I think I'm saying the word right, Despierta? Yes. No. Desparida, desparida. And what they're saying is, it's your last day of being single. It's your last day of freedom.
Oh, okay.
Right? Your freedom is gone.
Hen party.
It was a hen party. Mm-hmm. And the hen parties were everywhere in Madrid.
Really?
Yes. Everywhere you went, there was a...
It was like the Nashville
yeah.
of
it really was. It was Madrid, Mallorca. The summer is apparently wedding season over there because everybody's getting married and everybody's out on the streets. And they dress up in costumes and they're all dressed the same. And it's obvious who's getting married because they're being, you know...
Yeah, they've got a
spun
crown.
Around and shots and yeah, the whole nine yards. So we walk out of this restaurant, and in front of us, there's this. I have a video of it, but I would say, but none of them asked to be on the commercial break, so I'll leave it alone. But 15 to 20 girls, young in their 20s, all dressed in these white outfits, and you know, ole, 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 ole. And what they would do is they would run up, they would surround a guy. And then they would have their drinks in their hand and they would go, you know, Desparida, ole, 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 ole. That's what they would do. They
to
would
the
find
guy?
A guy. Yeah. They would find a willing participant. They would surround him. Everybody would be jumping up and down and they'd be saying, ole, ole, ole.
And then, would the guy join in?
The guy would join in.
Okay.
I saw this happen because they were walking in the same direction we were going and they were ahead of us like 100 feet. And so I would watch this happen over and over again, probably 3 or 4 times with guys. So then at one point we're walking and the girls stop in front of a store, right? And all of a sudden, like lasers, one of the girls sees me walking down the street.
Ooh.
And she's like,
you gotta whiff that, Brian.
Yeah. She's like, Desparida, ole, ole. And I'm like, no, 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 no. Because the Astrid's right there. I'm like, no, 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 no. You know, I'm just like, I'm just laughing. I'm trying to stay away. And I can see Astrid. She's like, don't you even fucking dare.
Back off, bitch.
Back off. bitch. No, she was looking at me, not them. They're looking at me. Like, don't you even think about it, Brian Green. And I was like, ole, ole. No! No, ole, ole. No, ole, no, ole. You want to do ole, you get no, ole. You know what I'm saying? No, ole, no, ole, no, ole, no, ole. Brian get no, ole, no, ole, no, ole.
Oh my God.
You could see Astrid, and we were with another couple friend of ours, and you could see the girl on the other couple, and she was like, if he does this, I swear to fucking God, if he does this, I swear to fucking God. And the other guy was standing next to me. He's like,
don't do it, brother. Don't
get engaged. Yeah. Don't look at their eyes. Don't look at their eyes.
Look away.
Look away. Look away. And so I was like, I just kind of like laughed, and I was like doing this little dance, and the group was starting to approach me, and then I turned around and walked the other way. I couldn't do it.
You jumped into the
sea. I was so concerned. Yeah, I jumped into the ocean.
I'm picturing like, at the edge of the sea, yeah. You know, walking
in Mallorca on this beautiful bluff.
Yeah. Streets.
And the other, my friend just pushes me off the ledge. It's better than that. It's your only chance.
You can swim right.
Yeah. You've got a better chance in the Mediterranean. Ah! Olé! I just, this funny thing played out in my head. This whole commercial break thing played out in my head.
I'm sure.
It's part of the challenge of being on the commercial break is that, you know, you constantly have to find stuff to keep yourself entertained.
Yes.
We don't seem to have a problem with that because we just find everything entertaining, right? We find something funny about it. But I had this whole funny thing that I was like, oh, I'll get in the middle and I'll take a little video and then we'll do it on air. But the look on Astrid's face told me
shut everything down.
I needed to do. Yeah, she was like, no, sir. Mm-hmm. No, sir. You're not going to be a part of that jazz.
Commercial break, okay.
Yeah.
Not ole.
No.
Not
commercial break. Commercial break. Okay, okay, okay. No le if you do the ole. She's so sick of the commercial break. She's like, why did I ever tell him to get on that microphone? Dumbass. And you know, the strangest thing that happened the entire trip, we're in this open air market in Madrid, downtown.
I love those.
They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And there's one at the big square, the Plaza Mayor. The major plaza, right? The
was
main
it like
plaza.
Food and goods? You know,
you could buy certain stuff from certain vendors, but it was mainly food.
Food, okay.
It's the very famous, like if you say the market, the Mercado de Plaza Mayor. Most people who live in Madrid will know what you're talking about. It's very popular. It's always so fucking crowded, and I've been there 10 times now. And so we go. It's just a place we like to stop. Best bite of food I've ever had has been at this market. And so we go and they didn't disappoint again. You buy some ham, you buy some bread, you buy a couple drinks, and then you find a place if you can to sit. And so there's these long shared tables, like long, skinny shared tables.
Yeah.
In the middle of the market. But there's very little sitting space. Most people just grab the food and walk around or they leave. And so we decide we're going to try and find a spot. We pop up at a table where there's, you know, a couple feet of, there's no chairs, but there's a couple feet of space. We ask, hey, can we put our stuff here? Yeah, of course. So we stand, we're standing around the very end of this table and we're talking. There's a big post at the end of the table, like a big post holding holding the entire thing up. So we're all standing around this post kind of talking, and they are asking me about the commercial break and how do you make money? And but we don't. And then how do you, you know.
Why are you still doing this?
Is it possible that you have this many listeners? It's not. You know,
what?
The same stuff Jeff always asks. I was in that episode where you were like, we get such great reviews. Jeff wanted to know if you're paying for them. I'm like, why does everything have to be? Why is even Jeff so cynical of the commercial break? So, and to be clear, we do not pay for reviews.
No, yeah, but no. In the beginning, when we first started getting a couple of good reviews,
Jeff was like, who are these idiots?
Pay for those?
No. But one of those reviews is me reviewing myself. You go figure out which one it is. It's one of the first ones.
You got the ball rolling.
Yeah, you get the ball rolling. I got to prime the pump a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think you left one too.
I did.
So, and of course you do. Everybody else. That's just the way it works. So we're standing around this pole, and then there's like a couple of other people that are hanging around also around the end of the table. So this whole conversation goes on about the commercial break. And then a table comes free somewhere down on the other side of the thing.
sorry.
What's so funny?
Ham for everyone. The commercial.
Ham. Iberico for everyone. Within 5 feet of me.
That's how well we're
Let's
doing.
Let's make that 3 feet. How about I buy some ham? And if I have any left over, I'll share it with you. Does anybody have a dollar I can, a euro I can borrow? I'm trying to get some ham for myself, and then whoever else gets the scraps. The ham comes in these paper cones. They look like ice cream cones. They just fill it with shredded ham. Yum. This shredded Iberico ham is delicious.
It's so good.
So I go up there and I go, Astor and I are buying for everybody else. And I'm like, okay, let's get the best Iberico that we can, right? only the best for the commercial break conversation. You come to me on the day of my children's baptism and you ask for greasy ham in an ice cream cone. I will get two. So I buy these two and the lady's like, 47 euro. And I'm like, 47 euro? What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, it's expensive.
Oh, it's terribly
that
expensive.
That good ham is, yeah. is good.
So then I said, what about the other ham? How much is that? What about the boar's head you buy at Publix?
Yeah. Medium grade.
Do you have any boar's head?
I'll take it shredded.
I'll tell you what, Oscar Mayer, the packages, could you just put that in a cone? We'll call it a day.
Boar's head.
Could you imagine coming up with some Oscar Mayer green ham? Anyway, I get two of these things. It's like we couldn't even finish half of one because it's literally stuffed full of this shredded ham that's very oily and greasy, but delicious, called Iberico ham. Look it up. I'm not going to spend the time here. So I leave. So we're turning the corner to go to this other table, and a guy grabs me and he goes, hey, did I hear you say you're the host of the Commercial Break podcast? And I said, what? And he goes, did I hear you say you have a podcast? It's called the Commercial Break. And I said, yeah. And he goes, it's a podcast that's going on right now. And I said, yeah, it's a podcast. So I put my stuff down. I come back and I just to be polite to the guy, I didn't want to be dismissive. I show him, I go, this is our podcast. It's the Commercial Break.
Phone.
And he's got it open on his phone.
What?
And he goes, yeah, I know. And he goes, yeah, you guys are like, you know, you guys are pretty popular. And I was like, ah. And he goes, I just read about your contract signing.
Oh, no way.
In the PR, because I work for one of the major podcast agencies called WME. I work for one of those agencies, and I work sometimes in the podcast division. Like, you know, I work in the movie division, but sometimes we handle this stuff. And I was like, oh, that's crazy, because I know of WME. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. I can't believe it. And so we start chatting, and he's like, yeah, you guys are like, how did you get so many listeners? And I'm like,
we don't know.
Yeah, I didn't tell you how many listeners we had. So how would you know how many listeners we have? So when you say, how did you guys get so many listeners? You're assuming that we have a lot of listeners. Or are you assuming we just have 40? And then you go, how did you get 40 listeners?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was a really kind of like,
you got to pre-qualify it.
It was almost like a,
what's a lot to you?
Yeah. It was like a backhanded compliment.
How did this happen?
How'd you guys get so many listeners? You mean, how did we get 40 listeners? Yeah, how'd you get that many? It's a mystery to us also.
Total mystery.
But I thought that was strange that this guy just came out of the like left field in this market in Madrid.
Just like Astrid was giving you the side eye, I can already feel Matt, our agent guy, giving me the side eye.
Don't you even think about it.
Yeah. Don't you talk to him.
Oh, I'm never leaving Matt. If Matt stays around, amazing. I'll be around forever. Matt Dysart, he's amazing. He's amazing. And I won't get into all of his backstory, but basically, he's got a page in podcast history. This guy does. He has negotiated or been a part of the biggest deals in podcasting, and he's been nothing
we're
but great.
We're lucky to have him.
Yeah, and I have no idea why he's agreed to be our agent.
But we're just going to ride with it.
Yeah, let him feel however he wants to feel.
It's his charity project.
It's his charity. Let's see. Joe Rogan, the Obamas, call her daddy.
Commercial break.
And
I've got to do something for charity.
Yes. He made us sign an NDA that said basically we would never mention that he was our agent. I'm going to have to edit that out of the show.
Yep.
But I thought that was amazing, and I'd like to say hello to Joe, Joe and his beautiful wife.
Not Joe Rogan.
No, not Joe Rogan.
You just mentioned Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan. Yeah.
Joe was the guy that came up to you.
Joe was the guy from the WME agency.
The ham guy.
Ham guy. Since I have
ham market.
I said, do you want any ham?
Did you put him in your phone?
Do you want a ham
from the ham market?
Yes, I did. I put, do you want a ham cream cone? Here, I have a ham cream cone. No, I didn't even get his number because then I was like kind of embarrassed about the whole thing.
Yeah.
He basically overheard our conversation. Yeah. He was listening in on our conversation and he heard that I was the host. He did not know of the commercial break before we had the conversation.
He's a new listener.
Yeah. He said he had read it in the, he was like, oh, I remember you now. I read it in the trades, but it had just come out that day. And so I was like, but he wasn't like, you know, he had never heard the
did
show.
Did he read it in Podcast Magazine?
Podcast Magazine is no longer around. Who could have predicted? Brian predicted.
Where is that thing?
I don't know. They stopped.
I know. No, I mean, where is the one from us that we were in?
Oh, it's somewhere here. I think it's up there. It's somewhere. Didn't Astrid frame it or something? No. I thought. No.
And I don't know where. I just moved. I didn't find it anywhere.
It's worth nothing. It's never going to be worth anything.
No, I know. Anything. It's just funny.
It is funny.
For the memory.
It is funny that they gave us a 5-page spread in Podcast Magazine 2 weeks after we started the podcast.
Yes. Yes.
So that
what we were doing.
So that their guy, their comedy writer
could
guy,
basically
stare at Chrissy's tits,
fondle me from the video.
Yes, he was the most unprofessional human being I've ever met in my entire life. But we knew this.
He's like, my wife just walked by and said, "Whoa,
yeah,
you're talking to her."
He was a swinger, and
he was proposing finding swinging partners.
It was incredibly unprofessional. He did it. He did it repeatedly to people that we know. Every time he got a girl on a Zoom phone call, he decided that was his opportunity to try and get her to sleep with him. And that's the reason why we got the 5-page spread is because he thought Chrissy was hot. Now at that time, we took it. Do you know how many? Do you know exactly how many new listeners we got because of the Podcast Magazine spread?
I think negative.
Zero. Yes. We lost subscribers. They were like, well, if this podcast is dumb enough to be in the Podcast Magazine. Yes. Featured in Podcast Magazine.
In a print magazine.
In a print magazine. Who's looking for Podcast Magazine? Who? Who's looking for that? Can't find it at a gas station. There's no more Barnes & Noble. No one downloads it. And here's the shittiest part, is that when we got that cover, I was excited just to have anybody talking about us.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the podcast was brand new.
No, we were new.
Listen, at the time, we were grateful for the coverage. Little did we know until we figured out that no one actually listened or watched that.
And that guy was a pervert.
He had a podcast called The Hot 100. And he's like, y'all are in the top 12 Hot 100. And I'm like, how is that? I make it up. That's exactly what he said. I make it up. He goes, here's a little secret. Just keep emailing and telling us the commercial break needs to be number one. He did say that. So,
rigged.
But whatever. Who's looking for the Podcast Magazine Hot 100 podcast?
I wanted to just see it again just to remember and laugh.
We'll break it out and read it one day.
Those were our first original pictures, too.
I know.
Now we're 5 photo shoots in.
I know. We got a 6 lined up. What are we doing all these fucking photographs?
Know.
No one cares. No one cares about us. No one gives a shit. No one out there gives that much of a shit about us.
I decided for this next one, I'm going wacky.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Wear a wig. Wear some glasses.
Get a t-shirt and cut the nipples out.
Yes.
And then you just have your nipples hanging out. And we'll post them all over Instagram and just get them all deleted.
Yes. Like,
we'll just get our account blocked.
I just ordered a tank top that says, I beg your pardon. It's got a picture of Dolly. So I'll just put my boobs through that.
I beg your pardon, Dolly Parton. I don't know. No one listens to us, and then we're taking photographs like anybody gives a shit. But
if Astrid says do it, we're doing it.
If Astrid says do it, we're doing it, because you know what? I should listen to Astrid more often. I really should.
Yeah, you should.
Anyway, hi to Joe and his good friend, and you know, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
If you're still listening.
Okay, so let's get back. Let's get to some good stuff.
TCB.
Hey, yeah, excuse me. I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. I'm just kidding. It's me, Christina, producer for The Commercial Break, and I just wanted to interrupt for a quick sec to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is the place to go to find all of our audio and video, and of course, to beg you to go to Apple and leave us a positive review. Positive. And if you go to tcbpodcast.com, you can get a free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to the website, click Contact Us, tell us you want a sticker, and give us your physical address, and we're in business, baby. You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 855-TCB-8383, and give us your questions, comments, concerns, and content ideas, please. Add us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Brian's really trying to keep up with the youths, so give us a follow. You know you wanna. If you're into videos, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and see fully edited episodes the same day they air over here. As always, please support our sponsors by going to their websites and buying their products. And don't forget to use our specialized URLs, because that's how we keep things moving here at TCB. So let's listen to those sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
This episode is sponsored in part by Rocket Money. During the pandemic, I went on an epic run of bad financial luck, in part because I kept buying billboards in Iowa for The Commercial Break. Upon further investigation as to where exactly my money was going, I discovered that many, many subscription services were hitting my bank account or my credit cards every single month, and I had not been aware, nor had I been using those subscriptions for months, and in one case, for years. Years I was paying these people. I needed these people to stop charging my credit card. I hadn't used their service in years. That's when I got serious and I downloaded Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that allows you to cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of us have subscriptions that we've forgotten about, and chances are, just like me, they're dinging your credit card or your bank account every month and you don't use the service. Rocket Money is here to help. Our family is a big fan of this application. We've used it long before Rocket Money became a sponsor of The Commercial Break. I have one finance app, Rocket Money, that I can log into and keep up with all my comings and goings, all the subscriptions I'm paying for, my bills. It helps me track my spending. It even helps me save money. And now Rocket Money is allowing you to try it for 30 days absolutely free. Stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/TCB. That's rocketmoney.com/TCB. We've been using it for a long time. We love it. rocketmoney.com/TCB. And thank you to Rocket Money for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break. So excited to share with you that Harry's is a sponsor of this episode. Eggs, milk, paper towels, and toilet paper. Four things you never scrimp on, and let me add a fifth. Razors. Guys, as just a young buck up-and-coming TCB podcast host, I would walk into my favorite grocery store and pick out whichever discount disposable razor was on the shelf. Why? Because I didn't know any better, but now I do. Getting a good quality razor means you don't have to cut yourself, nick yourself, and deal with razor burn every morning. And when you're a middling podcast host on camera, that's important every time I get in the studio. I do it for you. I shave for you. But I don't want to deal with all the drama that a bad razor can cause. And that's why 6 years ago, I switched to Harry's. Nothing's more exciting than getting a new Harry's package in the mail. And when I get a new razor handle, man, am I super excited, because it feels heavy and weighty in your hands. Gives you the ability to shape and curve that beard just how you want to, and whatever else you're going to do on your body, that's your own business. Harry's can take care of it. No more razor burn. No more bad shaves. No more weird beard angles because you can't get your disposable razor to run around that chiseled jaw that you have. And no more toothpaste on your neck because you're bleeding everywhere from a bad shave. Harry's has you covered. Harry's.com/TCB is where you get your starter pack for just $3. Get your best shave this summer with Harry's. Guys, get your best shave this summer with Harry's razors and skincare products. Get a $13 starter set for just $3 at Harry's.com/TCB. That's Harry's.com/TCB for a $3 starter set. 6 years and counting, I swear by Harry's. I love this company. Harry's.com/TCB for a $3 starter set. You're going to look high and tight this summer. Go get it. Harry's.com/TCB. And thank you to Harry's for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
TCB. All right, I'm ready.
Chrissy.
Brian.
In pursuit, you know, as my children get baptized, I got to think about the right people to teach my children about Christianity. And Jesus being our Lord and Savior and all that.
It's a serious thing.
It's a serious thing. And because I'm not the person you want to go to for, you know, religious dogma advice, I was trolling the internet hoping that I could find somebody, something, some way of explaining to my young children the power of religion, the power of the Lord.
Okay. Besides and Carl.
Besides Carl, which is a whole different kind of power in religion.
Hey, girl. Why did I say that? So creepy. That was extra creepy. Hey, girl.
It was kind of low.
That's right. I just wanted to let you know that if you want to find somebody to teach you the power of the Lord, there's no one better than Carl's Jr.
Little Carl?
Yeah, my Philly Dick Steak is on. My Philly Dick Steak is on sale at Carl's Jr. You know what I'm saying? Someone said when you're getting your 21 EPMs in, you're just feeding the pigeons. So I'd like to go feed the pigeons. Teach your kids about religions. Feeding the pigeons and knocking down religions. You know what I'm saying, girl? Oh, so I had to teach on a full dick, so I gotta go. I gotta go release. I gotta go walk with the Lord with my rod and staff. I gotta go cracking myself up today. Bye.
Sometimes I can't do Carl because I start thinking, I start laughing too much. Because I know the real Carl. I've seen him preach on video.
I know.
And it's so on the nose. He's so on the nose. He is such a satire.
I watched that documentary. Have you watched that one?
No, I haven't gotten to it. There's more shit I need to get to.
Hillsong. Yeah. That's okay. Funny.
I'll get to it. But what I found is a throwback to the 80s when things were simpler. American Gladiators.
Hair was higher.
Have you watched the American Gladiators documentary?
I did
what
watch
a great
that.
Documentary.
Well, except I started stopped watching it in the end because it was just getting sad.
Well, no, it you know, it's sad that they broke the whole band up,
yeah,
right? But
yeah,
the American Gladiators documentary is brilliant. Go
Netflix.
Watch it. If you ever watched the American Gladiators, go see it on Netflix. I managed to catch up with it when I was traveling, and I really enjoyed it.
It
was like 5 hours of really entertaining fun. Go watch it. Entertaining, fun, and very interesting. The whole minutia that went out in the background.
It is, yeah.
But so in the time
they cast those people,
I know, yeah. I cast them. They just basically yanked them off the street.
Well,
and all of a sudden they're famous.
They had to do that little thing at like Muscle Beach or whatever to kind of try out.
Yeah, but remember they were saying like you know all the people showed up and they just like they couldn't cut the mustard.
No, they couldn't.
Yeah. Anyway, back in the days of American Gladiators, there was one way and one way only. Overpower someone's sense of common sense and get them to believe in religion, especially the teenagers. And that was by being a part of the Power Squad. Do you remember the Power Squad?
No, I don't.
I think this might ring a bell if you watch it. This is basically five muscly, big old muscly men and women that would run around the country and do an arena show, an American Gladiators type arena show, but all for the Lord.
Okay.
That's right. So I thought we'd take a look at this. And we'll jog your memory, and we'll see just how ridiculous. By the way, this is becoming back. This is coming back. There are guys that are doing this on stage right now.
Of course there is.
Muscle, you know, lifting weights for the Lord and blah, blah, blah,
everything
blah.
Everything 90s is cool again.
That's right. It never really went away.
No.
It just hid in the corner until more dumbasses showed up that believe in this shit. I'm not saying you're a dumbass if you believe in this. But... if you're watching the Power Gang or whatever it is here, and that's what gets you going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question that.
BetterHelp.com. I'm smashing bricks for the Lord!
Yeah, so what everybody can't see is that it's a montage.
That's right, Casey. That's right. It's a montage of me and my friends getting together for the Lord and doing multiple reps.
Smashing bricks with their heads and their hands.
With our hands, with our heads, with our penises, and then we kick people in the gut. And that's how we show our love for the Lord. Hi-ya! Broken rib 1 and 2. Hi-ya!
By the way, I think smashing bricks is a trick. It's like once you get one, then the rest of them kind of come crumbling down. Am I right?
The head thing looked weird.
Yeah, there's something weird about that. It's almost like the brick was split before he put his head on
there. Also, why do that?
I don't know. It's not a feat of strength.
No,
it's just a dumb thing to do.
Yes.
To bang your head
concussion.
Against a brick.
Boom.
Yeah. So what you're seeing is that what you're not seeing is that it's a montage opening the show. It's a montage of them doing feats of strength, quote unquote, which includes breaking 20 bricks with their hands, breaking bricks with their head, kicking people, you know, throwing things around. It's like honestly, it's like American Gladiators or a really bad fitness show.
They're in a ring.
They're in a ring and it's filled with people.
time you play Eye of the Tiger.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it amps things up.
Living up to our Lord's expectations so I don't sin. Gonna kick these bricks and put them in half. That way I know the Lord's here to win. Boom, I've boom. Got Jesus, a Savior, and he's kissing my balls. Living up to Mary the Virgin.
That's good, Brian.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. Thanks, bud.
People always ask me, why are you so radical? Now, why are you so radical?
I love that he opens this. Look at the outfit. Oh. This guy's wearing full parachute outfit. Sweater and shirt.
It cinches his waist.
Cinches at the waist.
Yep. Elastic at the waist.
Shoulder pads. Yep.
Puffy top, puffy pants.
Shoulder pads. Full
it's
on.
It's MC Hammer-ish.
Yeah. Then he's got the full mullet. Yeah. We're not talking about half mullet. We're talking about full mullet.
Yep.
Party on top. Party on the bottom. Both parties right there. And then he's saying, people ask me all the time why you're so radical. Radical? What? Hey, man, why are you so radical? The word is rad. That's what we used to say. Rad. I never even liked that word when I was using it. I was like, rad. This just sounds weird.
Also, too, you should just go up to somebody just for fun at like Target or something.
Yes.
You know, and just go, why are you so radical?
That's a new sticker. Why are you so radical?
I'm going to write it down.
People often ask us, I want those on reviews. I want you to say, why is TCB so radical? Gift card to the first person who does that. Gift card to every person who does that.
Yes.
Send me a screenshot.
Jesus, why do you go so crazy like you do? The reason that I am a crazy man for Jesus Christ is because...
that's where the best cocaine and hookers are. That's where I get the most pussy. Yep.
He took alcohol out of my life. You see, I drank beer when I was 14 years old. And I drank all through high school. When I got
was
out of high school.
Was that a guy drinking beer?
Yes. Yes. There's a guy in the background drinking a can of Miller Lite while this guy's doing his testimony or whatever the fuck you call it.
I swear he was turning.
I know. And this guy's like, I drank a beer in high school. And then I continued to drink that same beer during my 20s. I had a problem. I was nursing my beers.
That was the problem.
So I said, dear Lord, give me the strength to guzzle down some more Miller Lights. And so he gave me anabolic steroids.
Kept on drinking. I thought I'd find my happiness at the bottom of a beer bottle. And the only reason I started drinking in the first place is because I hang around with the wrong crowd of people. Because I
like Todd here, who's drinking a beer in the background. My dad, everybody, Todd.
Hanging around with the young men that, you know, wouldn't accept me unless I could drink as much as they did. Why am I radical for Jesus?
By the way, I've never been in a crowd where someone goes, you can't drink as much as us. You don't deserve to hang out here. I mean, come on. This is more for us. I love the guys that didn't drink a lot. Because I was just like, more Bud Lights for me. I hated when other people were drinking my Bud Light. I'd be like, why are you drinking my... except for Chrissy. Yes. I'd happily split Bud Light with Chrissy. Yes. But anybody else, I got irritated. Why are you drinking my Bud Light? And forget when it came to the drugs, forget about it. Yeah, I didn't want anybody else participating.
You want some? No, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I've had enough. All right, you mind if I go in the bathroom for the next 4 hours? Can I use your restroom for the next 4 hours? Do you have a speaker I could play my Spotify on? An extra guitar and possibly a pad of paper so I can write some lyrics to my new song, The World is Hurting?
Or Sunny Side Up.
Sunny Side Up!
Because I used to smoke marijuana and snort cocaine on my nose.
Where else would you snort cocaine? I used to snort cocaine up my taint.
Where'd you do it?
In my taint.
Only two Hail Marys for that.
That's it. Yeah. Two Hail Marys. Because you're doing it wrong.
15 years old, I started doing drugs because a young man came up to me at a party one night and said, hey, why don't you walk across the street with us tonight? Come behind a house and get high. You know, there's two.
That's how it always happens, too. Somebody's always asking you to go somewhere sneaky to get high. You know what I'm saying?
You've got to hide it.
The kids today, they have no idea.
No.
They literally walk into a grocery store and they buy their, you know, double bubble gummies or whatever it is. You know, their dibbity, the purple nurple.
Oh, you're talking about gummies. The weed?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they have somebody do it for them.
Yes.
They have no idea what it's like to sneak behind a gas station and buy LSD from the guy who got kicked out of school yesterday.
Yeah.
That
or go to somebody's house where the parents are out of town.
That's right.
And that's the only place you can do it.
Or go to the local drug dealer for the first time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Someone introduces you to the guy nervously. You have no idea what to expect. You're never going to know that. Why? Because you can just go to the store and pick it up. You're so spoiled.
Things I said I'd never do in my life. And one was wear bell bottoms. And the other one was smoke marijuana.
Oh,
so you
well,
went to
conviction?
Parachute pants?
What yeah. Conviction?
What conviction? Wear bell bottoms.
I'll never do that.
I'll never be a pussy.
I'm always going to wear these parachute.
Yeah, I'm always going to wear these parachute pants, and shoulder blades, shoulder pads. I'm not a pussy for the Lord. Not what I do.
But at 15 years old, I started wearing bell bottoms. Unfortunately, I started smoking marijuana too.
Downfall.
That was the downfall. You went from bell bottoms to weed.
Yeah.
Weed.
Bell bottoms are the gateway clothing.
That's right. Bell bottoms instantaneously make you gay.
And a druggie.
You're going to start smoking crack and sucking dick the second you put on bell bottoms.
Boom.
But the parachute pants and the shoulder pads, forget about
it. Keeps you clean.
Keeps you clean. Keeps you clean and straight. The way God intended.
But it didn't stop there. It kept on going. It went from marijuana to snorting cocaine and doing harder drugs. A young man was brought up in a great home.
What's that?
What's harder?
What's harder? What do you mean?
Well, he said doing harder drugs than cocaine.
Oh, yeah. There's not much more that's harder than cocaine.
I don't really.
In the
PCP
like.
PCP or
yeah,
something?
Yeah. In the Venn diagram of drugs, yeah. I would put PCP and trank at the top. That trank shit that's killing everybody.
But that wasn't even around when he was here, so.
No. So PCP, heroin. Cocaine, they kind of are all on the same level.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who's ever done PCP.
No, I don't
that's the one drug I don't think I've ever touched. But cocaine and heroin, that's about as hard as you get, I think. Crystal meth, maybe?
Yep.
But there I was, turned away from the instruction and the wisdom of my parents. I got out with the wrong crowd of people and I started snorting cocaine and getting high as I could so I could be accepted by my friends. I didn't listen to the ones that knew what I was supposed to do, but I just listened to myself. I listened to my friends.
Hey, Jimmy, did you snort that cocaine yet? Yes, I did. Good, you're in.
He's talking about snorting cocaine a lot.
Yeah.
I think
Well, it's the
80s.
Yeah, I think cocaine's pretty ubiquitous.
I think he misses it.
I miss it. Honestly, I do. If I didn't think I was going to have a heart attack or a panic attack or throw up or get my children taken away from me, yeah, I would call D in a heartbeat. I'm here alone. My wife went away from me. So now I'm here alone. This is the first step to separation. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Yes.
We've long been separated. Anyway, so she separated from me months ago. I just keep pretending. So she took the kids away. And the first thing I thought, it's like the first time I've ever been away from the children, except for work travel at my own house in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I'm like, what do I do? Like call the drug dealer and get like a pile of drugs and just like go wild for a couple of days.
No.
And then I fell asleep at 9:30.
Yeah, exactly.
I took some ibuprofen and went to bed.
My so-called friends. Why am I a radical for Jesus? Because I was a young man who searched for something all his life. I searched for something to fill a void in my life 27 years. I tried to find it in the military. I thought that was going to be a macho thing to do. But I couldn't find my happiness, and I couldn't find that empty feeling that I wanted to be filled in the military.
Like he needed a good therapist.
So you know what I did? Man-on-man porn. And now I've got my manliness back.
This is why little boys are fucked up all around the world. It's because, you know, you think you got to be beefy and strong and do drugs and lift weights and have sex with pussy and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It's just been this, like, culture has been perpetuated forever and ever. And I'm not saying all of it is bad. I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are differences between men and women. But this, like, attitude right here is just, like, endemic of what was going on for so long
just
in our world.
Just that testosterone.
Yeah. I was never good with that kind of thing, so thank God it turned because... Thank God Astrid olé. Was from a different
olé,
country.
Olé, 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 olé.
I couldn't find it at the bottom.
No way, no way, no way, no way. Yeah, that's what Astrid was saying.
Astrid was from a country where it's very acceptable to be a little bit more feminine. You know, you've got a scarf wearing Spaniard.
Oh, Spain, yes. Venezuela, Italian. No. It's, yeah.
Italian, you know.
Yes, she's in very Spain, European. Oh, yeah. And by the way, I bought a whole new wardrobe over in Spain because I find those clothes to be so much better looking than the ones you can buy here. Anyway, back to the video.
A beer bottle. I couldn't find it in a marijuana cigarette. I couldn't find it in drugs. I'd put up my nose.
Be like my mom. I'd come home. I'd be high. She'd be like, "Are you doing the pot again?" And I'm like, "Doing the pot, Mom? Come on, get it together." No, I'm shooting heroin. So much better.
I couldn't find it in one thing that the world had to offer me. I couldn't find it in success. And I couldn't find it in money. The world had nothing for me. Absolutely nothing.
The world had nothing for him.
Wow.
Well, what are you going to do?
I want to know where that guy is now.
We're going to get a part two on this. It's a long video. There's a lot to cover. So we're going to do a part two on the power.
You got some big pants to investigate?
Yes. I got some big pants to put on. Those are big pants to fit.
They are. To fill.
I want to know where this guy is. I should do a little homework on this guy and find out where he is. Yeah.
He's
got
to
be in his 60s now. Uh-huh. 60s, 70s.
Did he stay radical?
No. I can guarantee you he's living down in the villages with a Pence for President flag.
Do you know what his name was?
No. All I'll find, right, it,
find
though.
It.
Yeah, I'll find it. Find it.
Find it.
Find it. No. Okay, honey.
I'll get right on that. Astrid while she's not here.
Yeah. No way, no way, no way, no way.
Oh. No! Oh my God, every time I hear John Popper and that song, it makes me think of it.
By the way, John,
you know, Jeff almost did a deal with the John Popper.
I know. I was thinking about that. If you want to check out good recent new Blues Travelers, which I haven't listened to in 20 years, they did something called Live from the Print Shop.
That is exactly what Jeff was going to do.
The Live from the Print Shop?
Yes, yes.
That's here in Atlanta. That guy for the Print Shop. Anyway, it's Live at the Print Shop. Yep. It's a great Google.
It is. It's good stuff.
Yeah, Google Print Shop.
It's old
Blues
stuff
Travelers.
That they did that re-released.
Well, what they did was they did a live concert from the print shop just like 9 months ago, and it was really good.
Yeah.
John Popper's still really good at what he does.
He is.
Anyway, there's a side note. We bust on John Popper all the time. He's skinny John Popper, and he did a great concert. Go check it out. The Print Shop, Blues Travelers. Okay, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go to find out more information about Chrissy and I. All the video, all the audio, one location right there. If you want your What Would Frankie Do sticker, write us in at the Contact Us button, give us your physical address, and we'll send you a sticker. What Would Frankie Do? And if you got the last sticker, you can also get this sticker, too. Don't worry about it. 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free anywhere in the world. Questions, comments, concerns, and content ideas. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Help us get to 5,000 subscribers. Go and subscribe. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. At The Commercial Break on Instagram. TCB Podcast on TikTok. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Goodbye.